Let's swing to the round ball now at 19 past 9, BSB Extra. And by that, I'm not talking soccer, I'm talking basketball, NBL. Mm-hmm. And from Fox Sport, Brad Rosen joins us. Morning, Brad.
Good morning. How are we?
Good. Hey, this ladder has sort of swung around all year. The breakers are lurking there, but the 36 is still going well from Adelaide.
Yeah, they are. They're unbelievable. They're having one of those seasons where you just don't know what they're going to do. And I'm one of those that predicted that they would struggle to make the four. And you look at them now, they're out front. They've just beaten Brisbane last night by 33 points. They've got the MVP wrapped up in Jerome Randall and probably Coach of the Year in Joey Wright as well. And they've been phenomenal. They have had such a great season and they are fun to watch.
They are fun to watch, aren't they, Brad? They play this high-tempo, fast-attacking basketball and it's coming off for them. And they come up against a team that was doing the exact same thing earlier on in the season. And unfortunately, the wheels, I won't say they've fallen off, Sydney, but they've certainly got a little bit wobbly. And the two teams do meet tomorrow night at the Titanium Security Arena. What are you anticipating with this one?
Well, first off, I think you're being generous. I don't know if it's wobbly or they're actually just hanging on by a thread. But to answer your question, they are struggling. And Adelaide, as I said, coming off a good win last night. Sydney, they had won one game out of their last six or seven or whatever it is. They haven't played well. Brad Newley, who has been in outstanding form for them, did a hamstring a week and a bit ago, so he won't play. I think it's a tough ask for Sydney to go in there. The only thing positive is that, you know, Adelaide did play last night. Sydney come in today fresh. Anything could happen, and it's like you said in the beginning of this in this cross, that this league is just snakes and ladders. It just goes up and down, and it's unbelievable. And Sydney could get away with a win, but the way they're playing and the way Adelaide are playing, I just can't see it happening. Adelaide to win.
Now, obviously, Brad, you've been involved in the NBL for some time now, and during that period, you've seen some highs and, unfortunately, some lows. But it does feel like the NBL is really going strongly and back to its absolute glory days.
100%. I've never seen a league so close. You just take out Brisbane a little bit now, and I feel for them because they've had three major injuries with three of their starting five go down. They'll probably take out the wooden spoon, but, you know, give it a week ago, they still had a chance. Outside of that, there's seven teams. Cairns are sitting in second last, but if they have three wins, they'll be in second spot. That's just how close this league is. Larry Kesterman and Jerry Lowlinger, who have taken this league to another level, really need to be congratulated. Our league was in dire straits there, but not any longer. They have just picked this up. The league is great. Crowds are flocking. You know, the Kings are getting good crowds. Perth are getting 14,000 people. Adelaide are filling their gym. Melbourne is just the place to be when you want to go and watch a game. So everyone's loving it. It's back. Fox Sports give every game live. The coverage is great. And you do. You just feel it swinging around and people are talking about the NBL again, which is a great sign.
Brad, this Illawarra New Zealand game, can you see much in that? I mean,
look,
that's going to be a ripper?
I was on the big sports brekkie this morning and I did tip Illawarra to win that one. But New Zealand are one of these teams. They're without Thomas Abercrombie and Corey Webster, who are two of their superstars of the league and of their team. And I just can't see New Zealand staying at that top when they're losing players like that. So I do believe Illawarra will win the game today. Or tonight, I should say. And Illawarra will maintain that second spot. But New Zealand are one of those teams. I mean, don't forget, they have won four championships over the last 7 years. They are a very, very good team. And anyone with players like Nika Pakona in their team, you're always a chance to win.
With those two, Illawarra have been an emergence, and we've got obviously Perth and New Zealand who have been the benchmark, as you alluded to, but now they do find themselves slipping down to fifth and sixth respectively. It just goes to show that the competition's so competitive, one or two injuries and a little drop off in form can all of a sudden really turn the ladder upside down.
Well, you've wrapped it in one. That's exactly what's happened. Teams, if they just drop one or two games, or if they get an injury, they're done. And that's how close this league is. And you know, you take Perth, Damian Martin, who was the Olympian last year, he went down. That really affected Perth. But then he comes back. They bring in a new import in Price Cotton, who's been great for them. And then they rocket into second spot. But then they lost two in a row, and now they're down to fifth. So it's just snakes and ladders. It's unbelievable. And it just makes it so ingrained. It doesn't matter what game you watch. Every game has something on it that you know a team can go into second spot or go down to seventh spot by just one win or one loss. And it's just so intriguing. And, you know, I'm loving this season. I've never seen something so close.
Brad, finally, best bet for someone who wants to have a bet, what's the best game for him to bet on?
Yeah, I have got on to Illawarra to beat New Zealand tonight. I do think that's a good one. Illawarra should win that at home quite comfortably, but anything's possible.
Good on you, mate. Good to catch up, and we'll talk to you soon, Brad.
Yeah, my pleasure. Remember, even though they may be struggling, go those Kings.
Good idea, mate. You're loyal. You stick.